B'tochen for Life, Shir number 133, Sunday, Parshas Vaeschanan. We are discussing the level of Machseh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shelter. And we explain that a person doesn't necessarily have to know how, when, why, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Yeshua. But he takes a step back and he relies on Hashem because Hashem is his shelter and he lives by Hashem in the house. Just like a child doesn't necessarily know how and why his parents are going to save him and how they're going to help him, but he knows that his parents are taking care of him and they are going to help him. So we just want to make it very, very clear, because one of our listeners pointed out that this sounds very similar to the lowest level of bitachon, which we called mivtach, which means a person says, Gamzu l'tayva, I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me. I just throw up my hands and I say, whatever Hashem does is good. And we have to be able to differentiate between these levels because they are very different. The level of mivtach, the level of trusting Hashem, is a level of bitachon, but it is a lower level of bitachon. Because you don't really feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big and very powerful, so you have your own wants and your own needs, and you surrender to Hashem because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, so you are, so to speak, forced to surrender to Hashem. That's the level of mivtach. You trust Hashem, you don't know what He's going to do, you don't know if He will help you, but you throw up your hands and you surrender to Hashem's power. And that is not the ultimate objective of bitachon. Because bitachon is about a relationship. You feel that connection to Hashem. You feel Hashem's love. You feel that Hashem wants to work with you and wants to help you. And that's where machseh comes in. When a person is feeling that Hashem is his shelter, he's not surrendering to Hashem. A child doesn't surrender to his parents. He accepts his parents' shelter. He understands and knows, without necessarily knowing every detail, that his parents are taking care of him. That is the level of machseh. For example, a person has a parnasa issue. He doesn't necessarily have to have bitachon in a specific area that Hashem will send him the money here, Hashem will send him the money there. A person, Rachmanu Litzlan, has a health issue. He doesn't have to say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal him in this avenue or in that avenue. The attitude of machseh is, you take a step back. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did my hishtadlus, and now I am under your shelter. It's your responsibility, it's your load, it's your achrayas, it's your stress, so to speak. You are taking care of me. How, when, where, why, I don't know. But I know that you're taking care of me. And I know you're going to send me what I want, and you're going to send me what I need, and you're going to send me refuas, and you're going to send me yeshuas. But the level of machseh is that I'm not busy with the details. I picture myself under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter. He's dealing with the refuas, he's dealing with the yeshuas, he's dealing with the parnasa, not me. I can take a step back. I'm going back to being a child by Hashem. That is the level of machseh. And the more we repeat to ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machsi, and we say, yes, Hashem will help me. I'm not surrendering to Hashem. I know Hashem is going to help me, but I'm just not busy with the details. I'm stepping back and I'm letting Hashem save me the way He wants to save me, so to speak. I'm not nervous about this thing and about that thing. I know Hashem is saving me. I'm living by Hashem. It's His responsibility. That is the level of machseh. Not to look to the specific Yeshua necessarily, but rather to view the Yeshua as a whole. I am living by Hashem like a child lives by a parent, and Hashem is taking care of me. He will solve any problem that I have.